From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Two suicide bombers in Pakistan have detonated blasts in quick succession, killing at least 20 people in the city of Quetta. The BBC's Ali McBool says more than two dozen others were wounded.
Police in Quetta say there had been several attackers. They say the target had been the home of a high-ranking military officer and that members of his family are among the dead and injured. It comes just days after Pakistan's army said it carried out an operation in the suburbs of Quetta to detain Yusuf al-Mauritani, someone they described as a top al-Qaeda leader. Pakistan's intelligence agency confirmed that other al-Qaeda suspects had also been arrested in the city.
The BBC's Ali McBool in Islamabad. A bomb blast in New Delhi in the entryway to the High Court building there has killed at least 10 people today. The explosives were hidden in a briefcase. Security forces in Syria are stepping up their attacks on activists in the city of Homs. The NPR's Peter Kenyon in Beirut reports a number of people have been killed so far.
Reports from Homs, a center of opposition to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad, say heavy gunfire continued overnight and into today in a number of neighborhoods. The opposition local coordinating committees report internet and mobile phone connections were cut as tanks entered the city. Preliminary death tolls ranged from 2 to 7, but figures could not be confirmed. The assault comes as Syria postponed a visit by Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi. Reports in the Arab press suggested that the visit would convey Arab concerns about the violence and suggest ways to end the bloodshed, speed reforms, and perhaps hold elections. The Syrian state news agency gave no reason for the postponement and announced no new date for the visit. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Investigators in Nevada are trying to determine what prompted a man brandishing an assault rifle to open fire on five uniformed National Guard members as they were eating breakfast at a restaurant Tuesday. All five of the Guard members were hit. Three of them died, as did another woman. NPR's Ted Robbins says the gunman then took his own life.
Carson City sheriff's deputies and FBI agents spent the day piecing together what happened. They say a 32-year-old Carson City man named Eduardo Sencion pulled up to an IHOP restaurant around 9 a.m. and shot a woman near a motorcycle in the parking lot. They say he went inside with an AK-47 assault rifle, walked to the back of the restaurant, and opened fire on the group of guardsmen and others. He then left the restaurant and fired at nearby businesses before shooting himself in the head. He died later. No motive has been discussed, but Sencion had no criminal record and apparently no ties to the restaurant. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Search teams will be looking for more victims from the stubborn wildfire burning near Austin, Texas. That blaze is being blamed for at least two deaths so far. The fire has destroyed hundreds of homes. Fire crews have yet to bring the blaze under control. This is NPR News from Washington. The Republican presidential candidates are preparing for a debate tonight at the Reagan Presidential Library in California. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports this will be the first time that Texas Governor Rick Perry will share the stage with his rivals.
During his campaigns for Texas governor, Rick Perry participated in just four debates and didn't hesitate to aggressively go after his opponents. He got a head start on that yesterday. Perry's campaign blasted Texas Congressman Ron Paul for criticizing Ronald Reagan back in the 1980s when Paul resigned from the Republican Party. Meanwhile, Perry is the target of a TV spot run by the Paul campaign. Yesterday, Perry's press secretary also dismissed a jobs plan just introduced by former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The former frontrunner, Romney, has stayed above the fray in past debates and concentrated his firepower on President Obama. But now he may need to confront Perry directly. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Some new data from the Census Bureau is showing that nearly 60% of people below the poverty level in the U.S. are now working-age adults. That's a major change from just four decades ago when children were the main component of the nation's poor. Sheldon Danziger is a public policy professor at the University of Michigan. He says the nation's lingering high jobless rate is pushing more and more people into poverty.
There's a consensus that the poverty rate is going to go up. 2010 was a year of relatively little economic growth and a continued unemployment rate above 9%.
Danziger says the ranks of the working-age poor are at the highest level now since the 1960s. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.